From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. North Korea now says the situation on the Korean Peninsula is inching closer to war. From Seoul, Duali Sakaltau reports.
In a new statement released by the North's official news agency, the KCNA, the North is warning that joint naval exercises between the U.S. and South Korea this weekend will push the peninsula to the brink of war. The North has also warned of second or third attacks. Pyongyang's military claims its armed forces launched a physical attack on South Korea, who they say dared to fire artillery shells into its territorial waters. Meanwhile, the top U.S. commander in South Korea is reportedly visiting Pyongyang Island to see the damage by the North. The South also announced a new defense minister after the previous minister resigned following heavy criticism that the military responded too slowly to North Korea's shelling. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Russia has expanded its cooperation with NATO in its war with Afghanistan. The U.S. and NATO can now move armored vehicles across Russian soil on their way to the conflict zone. NPR's David Green says it is the latest in a series of steps by Russia to offer support.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told reporters Russia will allow armored vehicles to cross through the Russian Federation en route to Afghanistan. He also said reverse shipments of non-lethal supplies will be permitted. This means NATO will likely be able to send vehicles that need to be repaired back across Russia. New supply lines may be vital for NATO forces, since their convoys have increasingly come under attack in Pakistan. Russia is showing a growing spirit of cooperation in Afghanistan. Already last month, Russian anti-narcotics agents took part in a joint raid with the U.S. and NATO on Afghan drug labs. There's no talk of Russia sending military units, yet even small steps carry a lot of symbolism. The Soviets fought an embarrassing war in Afghanistan in the 1980s, often fighting against U.S.-supported mujahideen. Critics in Russia say partnering with the U.S. now will only hurt Russia's image. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
The World Health Organization says around one in every 100 deaths in the world is due to passive smoking. Researchers found that children are affected more than any other age group, with 165,000 of them dying from secondhand smoke every year. Winter weather advisories are in effect in much of the country. The National Weather Service says the unseasonably cold temperatures are even stretching into Arkansas. Meteorologist John Robinson with the National Weather Service says residents of a town east of Hot Springs, Arkansas, spent part of their Thanksgiving without electricity.
A severe thunderstorm occurred near Glen Rose, Arkansas, and caused trees and power lines to blow down. Somewhere between 6 and a dozen power poles were broken.
Winter weather advisories extend through the Midwest, the Ohio River Valley, the Great Lakes region, and well into New England. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. U.S. authorities say they have discovered another tunnel that's being used to smuggle drugs between Mexico and the U.S. It's the second major drug tunnel discovery in less than a month. Federal agents say the half-mile tunnel was found early Thursday and runs from a Tijuana residence to a warehouse in San Diego. Several arrests were made, and an undetermined amount of marijuana was seized. In France on Thursday, commuters got a taste of gourmet cuisine as famous chefs set up a stand to cook in the Paris metro. Eleanor Beardsley reports the demonstration was meant to show the public that fine dining can be accessible to everyone.
Chefs chopped, sliced, and sautéed mouth-watering treats for commuters at one of Paris's busiest metro stations and then urged people to go home and try it for themselves. Chef Patrice Caillot, who runs a gourmet restaurant in Brittany, prepared duck with artichoke sauce, calamari risotto, and fruit-filled crepes. Caillot said that people might think they don't have the means to return home and have a four-star meal, and we want to erase that taboo. Caillot also said he hoped people would see that the recipes were simple and used everyday products. The three-day event was sponsored by a restaurant guide focusing on accessible fine dining. The French are known for their good eating and fine cuisine, but fast food is making inroads, and fewer people spend time cooking like they used to. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
It is being called one of the biggest leveraged buyouts of the year. Del Monte Foods, the maker of Meow Mix, Milk Bone Dog Biscuits, and canned vegetables, agreed Thursday to be bought by a group led by Kohlberg, Kravis, Roberts, and Company. The deal is worth $4 billion. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington. Support.